and a performance of Church Windows by Respighi. It's 29 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. You're listening to KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. Right now we're going to head into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are the Pandemonium Theater Group, or at least part of it, here to talk about their production of The Little Mermaid, which opens on Friday. And the Pandemoniums who are here are director Michelle Booty, and set director Robert Baxter, as well as Octavia the Sea Witch. And that's Ricky Arno.
Yay.
And, you know, I think when you say The Little Mermaid, of course, immediately Disney comes to mind. But this is a play on its own. Tell us about the history of this play. Was it a play, a written play, before the Disney feature, or did it come about afterwards?
This is based on the Hans Christian Andersen book. So the Disney version and this version have a lot of similarities because Disney got their story from the same source. So a lot of the same overall attributes. The bottom line is we do actually refer to biblical scripture in this play, and it is a musical. So you will see songs, you will hear songs, you will see some dancing. So a lot of, you know, lots of bright colors. We're under the world, you know, the same storyline pretty much. Just a few similarities.
Now, when you say biblical passages, are those in the original Hans Christian Andersen story, or is that something that was added to the play? When you said that, it sounded like
a personally, I'm not too sure about that one. I do know that we are using the version from Lifehouse Productions. Mm-hmm. This is the second play that I've done with Lifehouse. Mm-hmm. I just finished Aladdin with Crowley High School, and we used Lifehouse for that as well, and they had four biblical references in that. I think Lifehouse is known for putting biblical scripture to their underlying message, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that makes them stand out more in today's society. I think we could all use a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking of Jonah and the whale. Or
that is correct.
And don't make me create a giant whale that eats somebody. Please don't make me do that.
So for this one, we actually refer to the passage where Job refers to he will not give in to evil, and he will continue to do what is right. And the grandfather in our case goes back because of my evil sea witch here.
Didn't do anything. I just want to be loved.
That's your line.
That is not her line.
Cast a spell on the grandfather, and that's how the merfolk came about, is because of the spell that the sea witch has created onto the merfolk. And he refers to that scripture because he will not give in to the evil. He will not give in to the sea witch. He will do as Job does and continue to
too bad for Octavia.
To go on.
I know. You know, if I didn't have a personality complex, I'd have one now.
Yeah.
The kids are scared of me. Nobody loves me.
For those people who have not seen The Little Mermaid, I'm not sure who out there in the audience hasn't, but who may not know the original story. Mm. Can you just sketch it out for us, what that story is?
The Little Mermaid, she's turned 16. She lives under the sea, of course, with all of her merfolk and her. And this one, her grandmother is mentioned. So her grandmother and her father, her mother's been killed in this case, by the sea witch. And she is now 16, and it's her time to go to the surface, and she wants to see the human world. They get to go one time. Her sisters and those older than her have already gone for their 16th birthday. So it's her turn to go. When she goes up there, she falls instantly in love with a prince who happens to be taking a voyage across the sea. The sea witch causes a massive storm. The ship goes down. The sailors and the prince are all cast out into the sea. She rescues the prince, drags him to the shore, and that's where the big love scene happens. And then she makes a deal or whatever with actually in the Disney version. That's what's different about ours, is in the Disney version, the Little Mermaid makes a deal with the sea witch. In this version, the sea witch and her do not make a deal. Mm-mm. But the sea witch curses her and gives her what she wishes for. Be careful what you wish for. and she makes her a human, and her and her best friend, which is a fish, and she goes up to shore with no voice and tries to be, have the prince fall in love with her. And however, the sea witch is, her evil plans are thwarted by, she gets upset because she can make the prince fall in love, but she couldn't have made the king fall in love with her. And so she decides to go up, become human herself, and marry the prince instead of letting the Little Mermaid have the prince. And
evil, just pure evil.
Yeah. She thinks that there's no greater power in all the world than hate. And in the end, it proves that there's actually no greater power in the world than love. And so she is cast overboard. And
I've never been killed in a play. I die in this one. And not a graceful death either.
So they push her overboard, and in the end, love conquers all.
Well, that sounds like a perfect formula for a great summer musical. All is well in the end, and wonderful music yes. In addition. Now, just your description, we have our set director here with us, Robert Baxter. I'm just thinking about all the challenges to try and create what you've described, the
yes, ma'am.
Sea and the storm.
The only thing Michelle hasn't asked me to do is make a giant whale appear from the sky, eat someone, and drag them off across the crowd.
That's next summer.
Please not. God, please don't make that happen.
Robert, you're an accomplished artist.
Yes.
What were some of the ways you dealt with these challenges?
Michelle will throw things at me. We get together. She picks the plays and says, this is what I see. And then she scares me to death, and she'll tell me this is what I would like to see. I'm like, well, these are our challenges. This is what we can and cannot do. And then my challenge is, as you can see, my hands are covered in paint. We've just came here from painting.
A lot of blue from the ocean.
Exactly. This is your rambling hurricane seas that take down this giant ship that holds 8 men and rolls. And the sets at the one of the best venues you could ever do a production is the Opera House.
The Grand Opera House of the South.
Oh, my. It is just the Cadillac of theaters. They don't have any lifts as far as and they don't use the floor trap doors and anything anymore because it's so old. But as far as for having access and ability to change sets out real quick, you know, a lot of theaters, they shut the curtain and it takes them 5 minutes or so to set up the next big giant scene. Because we have four layers, curtain layers at the Opera House, you actually, when you open up your third area on the back, you have a scrim on the back. So for showing movies and stuff. So you literally can just keep going layer after layer, and the show never has to stop. Mm-hmm. You just open one and layer it, open the first one, close the first one, have the second one open, you're back to the third set. So you can preset up all these different areas. So usually our shows don't have any downtime at all. So you're not waiting for the next part of the scene to happen. It happens really quick. In fact, Ricky, today she says, I don't know how you – she saw – this set is – like I watched a play on the internet from somebody who had done another version of Little Mermaid, and their undersea reef was a stand of coral, maybe 4 foot by 4 foot square, 6 feet high, and it was rolled out, and it was to represent the ocean. Well, our ocean is 16 feet high by 32 foot wide.
It's gorgeous.
And that is all coral. So it's a giant wall of coral that the fish are swimming around in. So it's and it's layered. That's just one of the sets.
How many assistants did you have helping you paint these enormous scenes?
Nobody.
Just you. That's why there's so much blue paint on your hands.
Well, I paint pretty fast. I painted for Blaine Kearns and a lot of major big companies doing set designs for traveling shows. So I'm very fast at it.
So the reef has lots of sea creatures around it?
Well, all the sea creatures are in costume. The actual actors of that. But the reef and the coral and everything is all painted on flat. There's no actual sculpture pieces. It's all two-dimensional pieces that are painted with trumpet shadows and stuff to give the illusion of depth and everything. So that way we can sandwich and put as much stuff on the stage, as layered thickly layered from front to back. But Ricky's comment says, I don't know how y'all are going to change these jets out so quick. And I said, well, everything's on wheels.
Even though they're large.
Literally.
Well, that sounds beautiful. Yeah.
We also take advantage of the Opera House has 4 box seats.
Right.
So we also take advantage of those box seats. We don't sell the box seats. And for one of the box seats, it's a balcony box seat. And we actually use it as our balcony scene. Another box seat, it's a lower seat, and we use that box seating area as Octavia's lair.
Her lair.
And
my own fortress.
And then another one just represents where the beach comes to the, where that comes together, where the land and the sea come together, and the people on shore are actually having to talk to the people in the ocean. So we use that as a reef palette, you know, reef area there too. So that helps out a lot. This set does change. If we didn't have especially if we weren't using the 3 box seating areas, we would have
curtained
downtown.
We'd be pressured, yeah.
But by
using all of it, we can just ramble and roll and hit it. From the second it starts, it doesn't stop till intermission.
Right. But I guess one of the pieces you did have to create, it wasn't sculpture, but that you had to create was the ship.
Oh, my.
You had to build that. Is it a very large structure?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
it holds. How many people does it hold? The wedding scene is on the ship, and I know there's
I stopped counting.
8. Right. At one time it holds 10.
At one time there's 10 people on it, but it rolls and it has to move, and it has a crow's nest in it that touches the curtains in the top of the Opera House, and it's wide enough. It's a big structure, but I think one of the things that gets it is the human eye can't focus on red and blue at the same time. I don't know if you knew that or not. So when you're painting something, if you put red lettering over blue background or vice versa, it's very it can be done, but it's difficult. It causes action within your brain that you're not used to. Therefore, you can read it, but you're kind of figuring out what you're doing. But you remember that. That's why you'll see, like, going out of sail signs and they're done that way. But we have a red base ship over a blue ocean with a blue sky that then turns into a hurricane. So it's like,
there's a lot of emotion going on here.
It's a real visual treat to see this happen. And then the ship goes down in a giant fog. And there's a lot of we're actually setting the lights and everything tonight for it. And we have a guy that came in from Virginia, from West Virginia, with some lights and down for it. And it's going to help out. And I think I look forward to tonight setting the stage and the props and the lights and all, because it's going to be probably one of the best things we've ever done. It looks
wonderful.
Well,
it sounds, if for no other reason, to go and see that amazing set. If you are just tuning in, my guests are with the Pandemonium Theater Group. They will put on The Little Mermaid this weekend at the Grand Opera House of the South in Crowley. So we've talked a lot about the set. Let's talk about some of the actors who are in costume swimming around in this beautiful set, including our guest Ricky Arno, who plays Octavia the Sea Witch.
Yay.
So it's a first for you in dying, Ricky, but what do you think about this role, Octavia?
When she told me last summer, I did Barely Airs with her, and when she told me she was doing it, I said, I want to play the Sea Witch. And so I kind of rolled into audition late after, and she said, oh, you got it.
Scared everybody.
Robert was like, yay. But
I was so happy.
It's been interesting. Like, I did years ago, I did Little Shop of Horrors, and I was one of the side people that sang. So this will only be the second time I've sung in a production. I sing in church all the time. But anyway, and I opened the show with a song. And hopefully we'll get all the words in.
She does wonderful. She's
now,
done a great
is
job.
The music in the film, is there, they're singing in the film? Are
yes.
the same songs?
No.
That,
no,
it is not
different.
The same
okay.
songs as the Little Mermaid Disney version. It's all new songs. And I promise you, once you hear them, they get stuck in your head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
I catch myself singing songs that are not my songs. I'm like, yeah. Why are you? You don't even know your own. You're singing theirs.
Yes, they get stuck in your head, and they just don't get out. It's awful to wake up in the morning and you're singing. You know.
Well, Octavia, what's your favorite part about being Octavia? What do you like about it?
Because she's mean.
She is evil.
if you know me in real life, I teach right. kindergarten by day, and I've been a single parent for the most of my life with my kids, and so I've always had to be mom and dad. There was never a wait till your daddy comes home. So it's she's me. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now, would you happen to like the costume and the way you have to dress up as well? Can you describe that? Or
well, we created my own costume. I did a lot of research trying to – I was going to buy one, but they wanted a lot. So my dear, beloved boyfriend, bless his heart, who has built more structures for me from PVC pipe, cardboard, whatever, I said, I need this costume. So I bought like a top and a bottom. Well, he created my octopus legs out of – we saw something on internet, and he – did it for me. So I have leggings with the new pool noodles, coat hangers running through them. And then my sister, bless her heart, she sequenced it. And Robert said, oh, wait, I'm going to add more to it. So I don't know what Robert's going to do to it.
We're fixed to wrap it up.
Sounds like a production.
But the thing is, I can knock people out with my legs as I walk by.
Okay. No wonder that little girl said, you creep me out, one of the little actresses.
It's really creepy to watch. She's excellent at it. I mean, it's just and to be a teach kindergarten and then to watch all those kids. She did one thing. We were in a place called Tumbling Tots practicing, which is teach gymnastics in Crowley. And I went because I start the set and then I show up to see the staging like a month or so in advance so I can get the size and I measure everybody so they can get their head through the props and all. And she did her little thing and I looked over and all of the baby kids, through the fish, were all like leaned back with their mouth. Just staring at her like.
Well, how many young actors are there in the play, Michelle?
We have probably 30 actors total. They range from ages 3. We have 3-year-olds who are playing our sea turtles to our sea witch here, who's a grandmother. And we have
I think Joe's older than me.
Joe may be older than you. He is a
– Somebody's finally older than
me. He's retired, and he plays the grandfather. So it's a wide range. We have I can't even say – probably a third of them are older than 18 or 18 or older.
We have a lot of teenagers.
A lot of youth. Yeah. We have a lot of fresh faces, first time to the theater – kids, and then we have some who's been with us for years.
Well, what kinds of sea creatures do the children play? You mentioned the little turtles.
Right. I have the little turtles are something that I just added as a result of just to throw in some extra kids. And at Christmas when we did a play, I have my stage manager, Celeste Henry of Crowley. She has this little one fixing to turn 3 next month. And we were talking about doing Little Mermaid, and he started going, "Surf's up, dude." And he's got the fattest cheeks you've ever seen. He's just super cute.
Is he one of the turtles?
He's one of my turtles. Mm-hmm. But he's kind of shy. We're trying to get him, you know, he's supposed to come across the stage and go, "Surf's up, dude." And we're hoping he pulls it off. We're trying to bribe him with whatever he wants. And, he played.
I put Ursula the evil witch on one end. He'll run to the other side.
He played the baby claws, you know, at Christmas. Yeah. So he did a very good job of that. And then so that family has become involved in theater a lot. So I have 3 sea turtles. I have and all they do is go around stage doing turtle arms and weaving in and out of the coral. I have 5.
She told them if
they
didn't do their arms correctly, they would drown.
Yes.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, yes. Nobody wants a floating sea turtle. Because if they stop, they'll just, you know, stop swimming. And I have 5 fish, and pretty much all of my fish are first. So my turtles and my fish are all pretty much first time to the stage. The fish they just also swim around the coral. It just gives them more dimension and more color to them. Then I have several of them who are just playing extra mermaids who just wanted to be involved in the play. One of the main role characters whereas Disney has Sebastian the Crab, the king's tattletale more or less, we have Scooter the seahorse. She had her costume custom made. It is awesome looking. It's just incredible. And then the best friend of the Little Mermaid is where we would have Disney has Flounder, we have Finn, and he's another fish, of course. So we have turtles and fish, and that's about it as far as sea creatures go. Mm-hmm. And of course, King Triton's in there. That's my son, Aaron. In fact, I'm laughing because the other day he took my hairbrush and he combed out his King Triton beard and wig. with my hairbrush. So this morning I have newfound gray white hairs that, you know, I'm like going, wait a minute, this play can't be getting to me that bad. So, it's been interesting.
Well, he's going to look good on stage in his costume.
All right.
You don't even know it's him.
You don't.
With all that.
You don't. He's covered up real well. And the only thing that I kind of feel bad about putting him in that big old beard is the fact that when he gets angry and he starts fussing, he has fantastic projection. He really, really mm-hmm. does. But his veins in his neck are actually bulging. And, I mean, because he just gets into his character so much. He plays this mean, angry father, and he doesn't have a mean angry father, so I don't know where he gets it from, but he gets really good projection, and it's just, you know, he's come a long way. He really has.
Well, maybe we could braid his beard.
No.
Well, I'm sure the question a lot of people have is, who plays the Little Mermaid?
Miss Gracie Carson of Rain plays the Little Mermaid.
She has a beautiful singing. You come mm-hmm. for nothing else just to hear Gracie mm-hmm. sing. She has a beautiful voice.
She does. She has a wonderful voice. She can hit those notes. I also have Natalie Cavendish of Branch. She plays my grandmother.
She's got a beautiful voice, too.
Also has mm-hmm. an amazing voice. So we have – she's been in several big-name Broadway shows that have, you know, come local area, such as Rent. She has sang in Rent. She's also – we also have Joe Gall. He plays the grandfather. He has a pretty good voice. Devante Broussard, he's a student, high school student in Opelousas. He plays our prince. They do very well. So
sounds like an amazing, amazingly talented group,
right?
That you have.
I think they're surprising each other too. Mm-hmm. I was watching them last night, and it's like they when they got on stage. Some of them I don't think have ever been in the opera house, and it's like I said, I can't speak well enough about the place. When you're on stage and project, you can hear yourself back. It's like having them like
so a really great place for a musical.
Yes, it is.
Wonderful, wonderful place.
We have a lot of pretty much, and it's not so much the entire play, but there are at least seven or eight songs, lengthy songs, mm-hmm. and everybody has a chance to sing. So mm-hmm. it's there's only a few of them that have solos. Of course, the Little Mermaid and the Prince, the Sea Witch. They have solos, and the grandfather has a solo.
Yeah, he does a really good job with that.
He
too.
Does, and what's Mr. Joe Gall? He has he's a memory. He's a flashback of what used to be. So he's all encased in fog and memory, and then he has. You know, if it's not bad enough, we got the Sea Witch. Then we have a younger version of the Sea Witch. You know, both two Sea Witches on stage at the same time. So it gets a beautiful dance. We've had three of our cast members who have choreographed the dance, who are dance students for
They've done an awesome job with that.
For mm-hmm. CORE Dance Center there in Crowley.
Of course, they have two little girls that just joined us not too long ago that are in the cast, and I think they're going to steal the show.
Mm. Oh, the little ones, the 5-year-olds.
Yeah. They are precious, and they're going to steal the show.
Well, y'all have given us so many reasons to see this play. And again, if you are just tuning in, we're talking about The Little Mermaid, presented by the Pandemonium Theater Group in Crowley at the Grand Opera House of the South. My guests are the director, Michelle Booty, the set director, Robert Baxter, and Octavia the Sea Witch, Ricky Arno. You can see it this weekend. It runs Friday and Saturday evenings, and then there's a Sunday matinee. Tickets, I believe, are available through the Grand Opera House of the South website.
Yes.
You can reserve your tickets or call their box office as well.
Yes.
So just one weekend only.
Yes, ma'am. Mm. That's all I'm good for.
So don't
that's
wait
all I can remember.
Don't forget to make your reservations. You could possibly get tickets at the door, but it would be a good idea to reserve them ahead of time if you can.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming by, working on the play, and we'll look forward to this weekend with The Little Mermaid in Crowley at the Grand Opera House of the South. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.